Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Thailand signed 6 agreements in various fields, including IT, maritime and MSME. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart P. Shinawatra. Discussion underway in the Rajya Sabha on Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. Lok Sabha passes Coastal Shipping Bill 2024 to regulate vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Supreme Court upholds Calcutta High Court order of invalidating appointment of more than 25,000 teachers, citing irregularities and corruption. In Boxing World Cup, 3 Indian pugilists enter semi-finals, ensuring 3 more medals for the country. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad opt to field against host Kolkata Knight Riders. And now the news in detail. India and Thailand today signed 6 agreements for cooperation in various fields, including IT, maritime, MSME, handicraft and handloom sectors. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Thai counterpart P. Shinawatra at Bangkok this afternoon. Both sides reviewed the progress of the entire gamut of bilateral relations and discussed ways to add greater momentum to the India-Thailand bilateral partnership and exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. Prime Minister Modi received a ceremonial guard of honour. In his joint statement following the bilateral talks, Prime Minister Modi announced the decision to elevate India-Thailand relationship to a strategic partnership. He underlined that Thailand has a special place in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. Mr. Modi said they discussed establishing a strategic dialogue between security agencies of both the nations.
Bharat ki Act East policy aur hamare Indo-Pacific vision mein Thailand ka vishesh sthan hai. Aaj humne apne sambandho ko strategic partnership ka roop dene ka nirnay liya hai. सुरक्षा एजेंसियों के बीच स्ट्रेटेजिक डायलॉग स्थापित करने पर भी चर्चा की. साइबर क्राइम के शिकार भारतीयों को वापस भारत भेजने में थाईलैंड सरकार से मिले सहयोग के लिए हमने थाईलैंड सरकार का आभार प्रकट किया.
Prime Minister Modi stressed that India is in full support of India-ASEAN unity and ASEAN centrality. He also said that India and Thailand support an Indo-Pacific that is free, open and inclusive.
Indo-Pacific में free, open, inclusive and rule-based order का हम दोनों समर्थन करते हैं. हम विस्तारवाद नहीं, विकासवाद की नीति में विश्वास रखते हैं. Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative के Maritime Ecology Pillar को lead करने के लिए Thailand के निर्णय का हम स्वागत करते हैं.
Mr. Modi is on a 2-day visit to Thailand to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit to be held tomorrow. The theme of the 6th BIMSTEC Summit is BIMSTEC, Prosperous, Resilient and Open. The Bangkok Vision 2030 will be adopted at the summit and the report of the BIMSTEC Eminent Persons Group will also be endorsed to chart the future direction of BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to his Thai counterpart, Prime Minister P. Shinawatra, for giving him a copy of the Tipitaka in Pali. He also termed it as a special gesture for him. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Pali is indeed a beautiful language, carrying within it the essence of Lord Buddha's teachings. Prime Minister Modi has described the eye stamp released by the Thai government in his honour today as a timeless impression and graceful symbol of both nations' shared cultural relations. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the stamp depicts Ramakien mural paintings that were painted during the reign of King Rama I. The Rajya Sabha is holding discussion on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of Waqf properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between Waqf boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. Moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the bill has been brought after a detailed consultation with the stakeholders as well as in the Joint Parliamentary Committee.
हम चाहते हैं कि सबको डिसीजन मेकिंग का बॉडी में जगह मिलना चाहिए, इसलिए सबको एम्पावरमेंट कर रहे हैं. एफिशिएंसी को हम इंक्रीज करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का इस्तेमाल करने का भरपूर इसमें प्रावधान किया गया है. अब सेंट्रलाइज डेटाबेस होगा, डिजिटल पोर्टल होगा जो सारा स्टेट बोर्ड के साथ में लिंक होगा, लाइव होगा. वर्क प्रॉपर्टी का कंटिन्यूअसली रजिस्ट्रेशन, ट्रैकिंग, कंप्लायंस पूरा व्यवस्था करके हमने एफिशिएंसी को टारगेट दिया है.
Participating in the discussion, Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain of Congress said that this bill is misleading and it has been brought with the intention of communal polarization.
ये बिल टोटली फॉल्सिटी पे है, ये मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन पे है. 10 साल पावर में थे, क्या किए? भारतीय जनता पार्टी के जो रूल्ड स्टेट्स हैं, कई जगह 10 साल, कई जगह 15 साल, कई जगह 20 साल से है, वहां पे स्टेट वर्क बोर्ड कॉन्स्टिट्यूट नहीं किए गए.
Participating in the debate, Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, hoped that the House will support Ummeed or Unified Waqf Management Empowerment, Efficiency and Development.
हम यहाँ डिस्कशन का हमारा ऑब्जेक्टिव क्या है? क्या ऑब्जेक्टिव पार्टी का इंटरेस्ट है या ऑब्जेक्टिव नेशन का इंटरेस्ट है? हमको दोनों के बीच में तय करना है. मैं अपनी सरकार के बारे में मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में ये दंके की चोट पर कह सकता हूं कि यह बिल नेशन के इंटरेस्ट में है और उसके लिए हम लेकर गए. ये किसी पार्टी के इंटरेस्ट में नहीं है, ये किसी वोट बैंक को सेटिस्फाई करने के इंटरेस्ट में नहीं है, ये देश के इंटरेस्ट में है.
Tiruchi Shiva of DMK opposed the bill, alleging that a certain community is being targeted. Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party termed this bill unconstitutional and urged the government to take it back. The discussion is underway. We now go over live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for the latest update. Suparna, what is the latest from the parliament?
Yes, Saira, as of now, the Rajya Sabha is still discussing the Waqf Amendment Bill. The House has already held deliberations for more than 8 hours, with the debate starting at 1 this afternoon. Several prominent leaders from various political parties have put forth their views on the bill. BJP and its allies have highlighted the salient features of the bill. They have argued that it is going to reform the Waqf boards with transparent management of properties. While moving the bill, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stressed that this bill is not intended to interfere in the religious practice of Muslim community, and that efforts have been made to make the Waqf board more inclusive by ensuring representations of all different sects of Muslim community and women.
Right.
Saira, on the other hand, opposition parties have criticized the government, claiming that it is targeting one particular minority group. Several opposition MPs termed the bill anti-secular and unconstitutional. After the completion of the discussion, the Minority Affairs Minister will reply to the discussion later tonight. He is likely to answer the questions raised by the opposition members. And after that, the House will take up clause-by-clause consideration of the bill. Saira, since most of the opposition parties are against the legislation, it is expected that they would go for the division on different amendments moved by them. In this situation, the House will opt for voting on amendments.
Saira,
as NDA allies are united and they have extended their support to this legislation, it will be an easy sale for the government to pass the Waqf Amendment Bill. Back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Aparna, for that update. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill last night. News Justin, Parliament has passed the Protection of Interest in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025, with the Lok Sabha approving it today. Rajya Sabha had already passed the bill. The bill seeks to provide for protection of interest in aircraft objects and to implement the Convention on International Interest in Mobile Equipment and the Protocol to the Convention on International Interest in Mobile Equipment on matters specific to aircraft equipment. Lok Sabha has passed the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024. The bill seeks to regulate vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Under the bill, coastal waters mean territorial waters of India along with adjoining maritime zones. The bill aims to consolidate and amend the law relating to regulation of coastal shipping, promote coastal trade, and encourage domestic participation. Replying to a debate on the bill, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, said that Prime Minister always used to say that without transportation, there cannot be transformation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The Supreme Court today upheld the Calcutta High Court verdict invalidating the appointment of more than 25,000 teachers and other staff in West Bengal schools. The top court said that the entire selection process is vitiated by manipulation and fraud, and its credibility and legitimacy is denuded. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, CJI Sanjeev Khanna, and Justice Sanjay Kumar said the fresh selection process is to be completed in West Bengal schools within 3 months. The process can also have relaxations for untainted candidates. India is carefully examining the implications of reciprocal tariffs imposed by the US. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement today said that it is engaging with all the stakeholders, including Indian industry and exporters, taking feedback of their assessment of the tariffs and assessing the situation. It is also studying the opportunities that may arise due to this new development in the US trade policy. U.S. President Donald Trump issued an executive order on reciprocal tariffs, imposing additional ad valorem duties ranging from 10 to 50% on imports from all trading partners. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today urged domestic investors to join the startup landscape of the country. Inaugurating the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal expressed optimism that India will become the fourth largest economy in the world by the end of the current financial year. He further added that the country aspires to become the third largest GDP globally by 2027. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has urged the youth to inculcate leadership qualities and work for the development of the country. Addressing the valedictory ceremony of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Mandaviya said that the youth are the future of the country and they are playing an important role in the development of the nation. The portals of Yamunotri Dham in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand will be opened for devotees on Akshaya Tritiya on the 30th of this month. On the occasion of Yamuna Jayanti today, the priest at the temple in Kharsali announced the date of opening of the shrine of the Dham. In Boxing World Cup, Manish Rathore, Hitesh and Abhinash Jamwal have entered the semifinals of their respective weight categories, ensuring 3 more medals for India in the championship. While Jamwal defeated Germany's Dennis Prill in 65kg category by unanimous decision, Hitesh defeated Italy's Gabriel Guedi Ronthani in the 70kg weight category. Manish defeated Australia's Yusuf Shotia in the 55kg weight category. In the semi-finals, Rathore will face Nursultan Altinbek of Kazakhstan. Hitesh will take on McIntyre, while Jamwal will play Gianluigi Malanga of Italy. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad skipper Pat Cummins has won the toss and elected to field against Kolkata Knight Riders at Eden Gardens. KKR were 200 for 5 in 19.5 overs when reports last came in. The hosts have made one change in their playing 11, replacing Australian pacer Spencer Johnson with Moeen Ali. Sunrisers Hyderabad, on the other hand, made 2 changes. K. Mendes is making his IPL debut, replacing Abhinav Manohar, and Simarjeet Singh replaces Travis Head. Both the teams struggling for form will look to break their losing streak to climb the rankings. KKR is last on the points table, while SRH is at number 8. In some more news, in Chhattisgarh, division-level programs under Bastar Pantum have started from today in the Dantewada district of Bastar Division. It was inaugurated by Deputy Chief Minister and Home Minister of Chhattisgarh, Vijay Sharma. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Thailand signed 6 agreements in various fields, including IT, maritime and MSME. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with his Thai counterpart, P. Srinivasa. Discussion underway in the Rajya Sabha on Waqf Amendment Bill 2025. Lok Sabha passes Coastal Shipping Bill 2024 to regulate vessels engaged in trade within Indian coastal waters. Supreme Court upholds Calcutta High Court order of invalidating appointment of more than 25,000 teachers, citing irregularities and corruption. In Boxing World Cup, 3 Indian pugilists enter semi-finals, ensuring 3 more medals for the country. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 201 runs before Sunrisers Hyderabad at Eden Gardens. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.